All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Frida Kachala, and she went from a full-time London-based corporate accountant to a full-time digital nomad in 12 months. Blown away by transitioning into a radically different and much higher paying career as a life hack coach and fulfilling a lifelong dream to travel the world in 12 months, she found her life's mission to help you unlock your full potential so you can live the life of your dreams with more flow and ease. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Tyler. Thank you.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So the first one we ask, I'm really excited for your answer on this because you've been like everywhere. So what is the best story that you have from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Well, the best story is, I would say, part of my intro. It was just going from a job I didn't like as an accountant in the corporate world in London at a media company, one of the largest ones in the UK, to then working as a life hack coach, traveling the world and just living the life of my dreams in 12 months. It just blew me away. I didn't know it was possible in that amount of time.
Yeah, you turned on the switch quick. And so I'm going to ask you this next one and then I want to dive deeper. So I'll ask you the next one. What's the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I would say that success is not about getting everything done. I think we fall into this fallacy where we think I've got to get everything done. And a lot of type A control freak type of personalities like me, we think we've got to get everything done, but it's about getting the right things done, right? It's about that 80-20 rule that we hear about, you know, 20% of what you do creates 80% of your results. So what I've found is that the crazier and more miserable your schedule is, the more truth you'll find in that success is not about getting everything done. Because most people are like miserable busy, but they're usually spending majority of their day sort of killing cockroach-sized tasks that don't really matter. And by don't really matter, I just mean the things that, you know, you're completing and not moving you forward towards, you know, enjoying the crap out of your life. But when you move out of that, then you can get results so quickly.
Got it. So I agree. Now tell us, like, because 12 months is a short period of time. And I think a lot of people would like to do what you've done. Like I tried to do accounting in college, couldn't even get past the first class. Like this stuff is difficult. In my opinion, mind numbing. Some people like it, but how did you do it in like 12 months? Like what did you do to create a business in that short of time that has provided you this freedom? Can you tell us like the how, like how'd you do it?
Mm-hmm. So I look at it this way. You can get results. You can either spend time or you can spend money. So I decided to invest in getting people who were living the life that I wanted to be living. So I spent a few months looking for them. Once I found and I thought it was the right fit, I got coaches to actually help me move from where I was to where I wanted to be. And it just means I just cut through the crap and spent all my time on the 20% that got me the results that I wanted. And that's how I got to where I got to very quickly.
Got it. Okay. I like it. And that's actually like a really simple answer. So I guess kind of what you're saying, like if you have the money to invest in these particular coaches that are already where you want to be, you're saying you would recommend doing that rather than fishing around because if you didn't invest in them, how much do you think you could have got it done in 12 months? Or maybe it would have taken you like 5 years. Like, what do you think?
I think it would have taken me 4 to 5 years. I think I would have failed a few times before I actually got there. They could spot landmines from like that you know, a hole that I could just dive myself, jump into in like 6 months from now. They could spot them immediately, you know? That was incredible.
Got it. So next one is, what's your, and it probably, it ties in, but what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
I would say is the systems and the way you run your business will break at every new level of success. That is what I've found to be true. Every time I keep stepping up and working, you know, remotely and as a business owner, every time I've got a certain level of success, I've had to rethink how I work completely at every single stage.
And if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say always question your perception. What I would say, Frida, what you believe to be true and the objective truth could be as different as day and night. Question it always. Mm.
And then so now kind of going down a little bit of a different path. In your opinion, let's get deep. What's the key to happiness?
For me, the key to happiness is growth. I think just I feel like in our lifetime, we'll never know what our limits are and how far we can go. So just constantly being the best version of you every day. And that doesn't mean you're 100% and you're great all the time. It just means if you were really crap yesterday and you can function at 10% better today, then that's absolutely fine. As long as you're compounding on that improvement every single day, you're good.
And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
I'd say it's Extreme Ownership by Joko Willink, I believe it is. And why is because it just reaffirmed for me what I've always believed is that, you know, I'm responsible for every result in my life, good or bad. And that doesn't mean I'm sort of taking the rap for everything that's going wrong in my life. It just means I can just work through challenges from an empowered standpoint and like, what can I control, and also give myself credit for results in my life, you know, where it's due. So give myself a pat on the back, you know, when it's due.
And then what's your favorite quote and why?
So my favorite quote is a little bit long. It's the man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt. Do you know it?
Yes, I do. I love that one. You can share it if you like.
Can I share it? Okay, yeah. Cool. So it's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, or who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. So.
Yeah,
that's it. That's my favorite quote. And the reason why it's my favorite quote is because as I went through the last, you know, 12 months changing my life, no one could have told me the experience I could have gone through. It's just something that could not be explained to me. So actually being in it and being in that space where I'm just changing and expanding as much as I possibly can, it's just to be in that space is incredible. You just have to experience it, which is why I like people who just go and do things over and over and over again and try it and the failures and everything that goes with it, because there were quite a number of tears and everything. That's why I love that quote, because I think it just brings out that experience in, well, quite a few sentences, but there you go.
Absolutely. Rock on. I love that. So my last one for you, thank you for coming on, is where can our listeners best find and connect with you online?
I am on lifehackbootcamp.com. So that's lifehackbootcamp.com. And you'll find me there in our about page, and you can, you know, get on the phone with me 15 minutes if you like, and we can have a chat. And that's the best place to get me.
Perfect. That sounds great. And thank you again.
No problem. Thank you, Tyler.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.